We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Quarter number four. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea here with you. We are getting ready to close our show this week strong with the final third of Penn State's schedule. Before we get to that, let's get to something we didn't get to in news and notes. Now that Ross is here, we can all talk about it. Penn State's 2020 class, Julian Fleming, five-star wide receiver from Southern Columbia High School, right around the corner.
He is a tremendous
player.
He's
a stud.
He is so good.
He announced his top six on the 4th of July holiday, and Kevin Wilson, the district manager of Eastern PA, to our newest sponsor of the Keystone Kickoff Show, that would be Labatt Blue. Give us Julian Fleming's top six.
So the 6'3", 195-pound wide receiver announced on Twitter, handle Julian_40, that his top six is Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, Penn State, USC, and curiously to me, Virginia Tech.
I'll tell you what else is curious to me about that. No Michigan. They were the first team to offer him.
No Alabama.
Josh
Gattis.
Yeah.
No Alabama.
Although there's this new weird thing now where kids like act like somebody's not even in their top six and then they pick them. Who was the safety recently that Virginia Tech was in the mix? Cameron Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was down to like Clemson or Penn State, and then he picked – or Virginia, and then he picked Virginia Tech. So every once in a while that happens. But Michigan offered him when he was in ninth grade. I'm a little surprised that they didn't make his top six. You know, usually you get some major kudos or respect from a kid when you're the first one to actually put it out there and offer.
I just give Julian a lot of credit for scouting the Michigan offense and saying, you know what, I don't really know. Sorry, thanks for the offer.
No,
but
thanks.
They got Shea Patterson now.
He's going to have to step it up a little bit. Would you commit to Michigan if you're a receiver based upon the last – 2 years?
That receiver they got last year was awesome. I forget his name.
Is it Peoples Jones?
Yes, about him.
Yeah, he's got to be good. They can't get him the ball.
Yes.
If you're a wide receiver and you want the ball, you're not going to look at Michigan.
Well, we'll see what happens this year. We'll see. This could be a very – I mean, we could do
– Ooh, speaking of Michigan.
We could do whole segments on Michigan and if things don't go well this year.
Yeah.
But they're still going to some other country next spring. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Is it France next and then South Africa or something like that?
They have an unbelievably unlimited budget. It's crazy how much money they spend.
They do spend a lot of money.
Speaking of Michigan.
Let's do Penn State's, the final third of Penn State's schedule. We did the last 2 weeks. We did the first third and the middle third. Let's do the final third. I'm going to throw out my numbers on Penn State's 2018 schedule real quick. Their 12 opponents this year were 82-70 overall last year. Three teams on their schedule this year coming up. That would be Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan. Finished the year ranked. And half of Penn State's 2018 opponents had winning seasons and appeared in bowl games. Overall, nationally, Penn State's 2018 schedule is ranked somewhere in the 50s. Overall, it starts with, the final third starts with, November 3rd, road game at Michigan in the Big House.
If you had to rank it, Bob, where does this game rank in terms of difficulty on their schedule?
Honestly, I might put it first. I really would, only because of the venue and the fact that as we talk about this now, I do believe that Shea Patterson is going to be the most talented quarterback that he's had there. And if they can change their
offense. By far.
Yeah, if they can change their offense a little bit and be a little bit more imaginative with some of the talent they actually do have, I think this could be a pretty good offense, especially by the time Penn State gets to see them. As good as Ohio State is, and I think Ohio State, talent-wise, is probably better than Michigan. I think they definitely are. They get them at home. They get them early. The environment's going to be right. Penn State hasn't lost at home since 2015. Trying to win at Michigan is going to be tough. I think this is the toughest game on their schedule because of the time of year they're playing them and the venue.
And I think they're loaded on defense.
They are loaded. Winovich,
Rashawn Gary, Devin Bush, the linebacker.
Yeah. They got some secondary people.
I mean, and it feels like – it almost feels like now or never
last stand for Jim.
This is year four?
Yes.
Who would have thought, by the way, going into year four – for Harbaugh. And what is this for Franklin? Five?
This is his fifth year.
Yeah, that they'd be in these two different situations.
Well, it can turn in a hurry, but I mean, I can't see 8-4, 9-3 really sitting well, especially if they got to play at Ohio State, and if Ohio State thumps them a little bit and they lose.
And he has not beaten them yet.
And if
right?
Penn State would win it.
He has not.
Yeah, if Penn State would win that game, I mean, it's just, and you can connect the dots. He's making too much money to be the third best team in the Big Ten East.
Here's the other thing about the Michigan game. 2 years ago, they played Michigan. Michigan killed them at home. Penn State welcomed Michigan to Beaver Stadium last year, killed them. So the last two games between these two teams have not
been
very competitive.
Plus, there's a little running
games.
Of the score upeth. In the last game, I don't know if it was one of my favorite moments. Was when they were the clock was running and they were trying to snap the ball to Tommy Stevens as much as they could, and Franklin and Moorhead, so you couldn't read their lips, or you could know they're having a conversation about keep the pedal on the gas. Just we want one more. Get to 49. We get to 49. They got to 49 on us.
Well, and it's funny looking back on it because I was at the airport for that game a couple years ago at Michigan. And I know Penn State had injuries, especially at linebacker.
They had
like Brandon Smith gets kicked out of the game. Jan Johnson goes in as like a redshirt freshman. And then he tears his ACL. Yeah. He hits like two tackles.
It was
tears
awful.
His ACL. But they still got massacred.
Yeah.
Like it's hard. It's hard for a team that won the Big Ten and people thought should be in the college football playoff maybe to lose that badly. Like they got destroyed in that game. They couldn't stop him. So that I would agree with you. I think that's the toughest game on their schedule at Michigan.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43 when it comes to Penn State football. We've got you covered. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea, Kevin Wilson still here from Labatt Blue. We're all looking at the cool chalkboard that he provided for us because we put the schedule up on there. At Michigan, November 3rd, followed by Wisconsin at Beaver Stadium, November 10th. There's your double hammer.
You want to talk about a style of play and a talent base that could win at Beaver Stadium on the road? It's this style. I mean, they don't have to be fancy. The offensive line can take control of the game if they're as good and as healthy as we think it is. It's going to be a great test for the Penn State defense. I don't think if you're Penn State, you want to fall behind by like 10 or 13 points in that game, because Wisconsin has the offensive line and the running back and the coach to keep the ball for 38 minutes. They do. And I just think that if you're Penn State, you just have to be careful. And of all the teams that are coming into Beaver Stadium, the way that Wisconsin plays and executes, it can be awfully tough for Penn State if they make any mistakes.
Wisconsin always has a really good defense, and they have this year maybe the best offensive line like in college football history. They are awesome. I mean, they're up there. They're up there in terms of draft prospects. That's a really tough spot for them. Because it's after a road game to Michigan, it'll probably be a night game or something. Then to come back against Wisconsin, and even if you're like, "Oh, Wisconsin's good, we gotta get up for it," there's just some, Wisconsin like lulls you to sleep or something. I don't know what it is, and I'm not sure. Hopefully by then, the defensive tackles will be there. But if they have an injury to like Givens or Windsor, if they're beat up at all in the interior D line, Wisconsin is going to wear them out. Up front.
Ross, by the time the game kicks, when you're in the RV, how much 409 tailgate food and Labatt Blue beverages will you have by the time the game
I'm
kicks
off? I'm broadcasting the game.
Oh.
So I'll have a lot of 409 tailgate club and no Labatt Blues, but I'll have it in my car for right after the game from our guy Kevin Wilson. But yeah, I mean, that's a tough game.
Here's the thing about
I love that game, by the way. Yeah. You're right.
It's going to be awesome.
I think it's going to be a great game.
Here's the thing about
Penn State. I love that we spend no time on the last two games, by the way.
We'll get to them.
But I know, but okay, say what you're going
to
say.
What I wanted to say was I thought you just dropped it in last week, and I thought it was very interesting, was as you look at Penn State now and you think of where they've come in the last two seasons, and now looking at the 18 season, you're like, look, they're in every game. Like, there isn't a game where you go like, yeah, they're not going to win that game. But I liked what you said on the other side was, as I looked at it, you're like, there's losable games on this schedule. The Big Ten East is not easy, and now they got Wisconsin.
Five. I think there's five losable games for Penn State.
Right.
I found Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pitt. Is there another one that's a losable game?
Depends on how you feel about Iowa and at Indiana. I don't know how you feel about those.
I don't think those are. I mean, theoretically losable games, but that would be real, real bad if they lost those. Although we didn't think Michigan State was a losable game this time last year, did we? I mean, no, actually, we thought they'd have a bounce back.
I had never heard of Brian Lewerke. I never did, and the kid threw for 400 yards in that slop. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And let me make a point, Andy.
Sure.
The last two games are Rutgers and Maryland, okay? Can I just say, I think it kind of stinks that, like, I like that there's a rivalry game or a good opponent at the end of the year. I feel like Penn State's season, their schedule's messed up. You should finish with an important game. They finished with two absolute duds. Now, Maryland might be a little bit better, but I just think, I mean, Michigan and Ohio State get to finish with each other. If anything, it'd be better if Penn State got to finish with like a rivalry game or something. Rutgers and Maryland?
These are the two games where the true freshmen who have not played yet and that have developed during the season, you could see them in these games, and it doesn't really cost Penn State any eligibility in the second half of these games. If either of these games is heading in the 66-3 range, if you're James Franklin and you think your kids are ready to play and you want to get actually a look at them to evaluate them, these are going to be two of the games where you see some guys play that you haven't seen play all year.
See, Maryland is the team that kind of those two at the end where you say, well, Penn State's going to win these games. Maryland had so many injuries, but when they were healthy and the way he's been recruiting down there, they do have talent. It's just very inexperienced, and what he put on the field last year, especially the quarterback position, but all skill positions, they got hurt other than DJ Moore. And DJ Moore had nobody to get him the ball. But they do have some talent. I know it was 66-3 last year, but Maryland is always kind of like a weird, worrisome team if they're ever healthy and whole. But overall, the final third of the schedule is all about
You're going to know where Penn State stands in the national picture before the final two games of the season. Let's just put it that way. You're going to know where they're headed and whether or not they're going to Indianapolis. The last two games will not impact where they're headed.
Have you thought about a schedule? Have you thought about a number? Have you thought of 9-3, 10-2?
I think it's 9 or 10 for me. I think the depth of the schedule could get Penn State, and there's some bad timing games. The Wisconsin one is one of them, I think. And just trying to play at Michigan, there are five. I'd say five's right. Five losable games. I don't think Pittsburgh will be easy, but I do expect them to win that one. And Ohio State, I mean, that's definitely a game that
I'm sure we'll do this later.
We will.
But my first glance would be probably 10-2, but 9-3 wouldn't surprise me.
All right, that'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show this week. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Kevin, you and Labatt Blue for joining us. For all of us at the Keystone Sports Network, have a great weekend.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.